Talking About You with Estra, Season 8, Episode 45. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you for joining me today because I appreciate your time and look forward to sharing information, ideas, and comments. It makes us all better people, especially when we're joining together to make things going the way we'd like. Policyholders will be surprised at some of the common tactics that are used by insured harassers, and we will talk about it at the beginning of 2019. Can you imagine 2019 is just around the corner? Can you just imagine how fast this week went along? On Monday, it was Veterans Day, which made it a day that had one less day for work, perhaps, for you. Sometimes it doesn't. But either way, it seems like this week, to me, has been a fast day. But the key I want you to know is that what you think matters and is important, regardless of whether it's insured civil rights legislation that we definitely need to protect policyholders or another matter that has impacted your life on a daily basis. Now, before I actually get to the main topic of today, which is Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day, I can't even believe it's the last day for us to talk about this before we go into something new next week. But there's a lot of great things that we've gotten in these last 4 days, so don't hesitate to go back and listen to the podcast. Have your pen and pencil ready and write, jot down things that will make it more important and better for your daily living. Because that's what this show is about. It's talking about you, the things you need, about auto insurance companies or the insurance industry at whole or Social Security disability or ERISA with your employer. I mean, there's a lot of things that we'll be talking about, things that matter, that are important, that sometimes don't get the attention that they need. But before I get into our topic today, you know, I would like to talk a bit about things that are going on. But one of the first things I want to make sure that you're aware of, because of the Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day holiday season, a lot of time insured harassers, and particularly perhaps Social Security, actually they know your hotel reservations, your airline reservations, your rental car reservations, and even more importantly, your wheelchair. If you have a wheelchair that you're going to use while you're at the airport, you have to make sure that deviance doesn't take place because, you know, you can either accidentally get so frustrated that you actually fall out that wheelchair and things really slow, or, in fact, they can actually make you almost miss your plane if you're not paying attention to what time it is, how long you've been sitting in one place. So, and then they can also actually have it so that you are randomly checked. It's not random, believe me, random. And so that can slow you down. So unfortunately, there can be a lot of bullying going around. In fact, with your hotel room, they may be in the room actually next to you on both sides. Your room may actually have cameras in it. I mean, this is another crazy, endless list. But what I want to tell you, regardless of what they do, remember one thing. This is your vacation. This is something that you planned for and that you're going on to make it better, whether you're injured, right? Because sometimes just leaving from where you are, if you can, and going someplace else can be a relief. You kind of remove all the stress that's normally around you, and it might help you to actually take better care of yourself because you don't have a lot of the other typical daily issues around you. So there's a lot of things that you want to make sure of, but if you're actually going to the airport and you have a wheelchair, believe me, you need to make sure that they get you to your destination on time. And if it looks like it's getting too close to that 30-minute time, you make sure you call the people at the wheelchair because you need to hold them and the people who are causing it responsible. Right. In my opinion, a lot of times people are just giving something to slow you down and however games they play. But they have a lot of access to your information. Don't be deceived. They do. But you can choose not to allow that to stop you from getting better, getting well. And if you're not in a wheelchair, still know that they're probably sitting right next to you on the plane asking you questions and trying to start up a conversation. Now imagine all of this drama when you already have enough drama. Okay, but what my recommendation, personally, I believe in you just be yourself. If you know who they are, don't talk to them, don't be played by them, and don't be bullied. Just because they're going everywhere, you are including if they could follow you into your own bathroom in the hotel. I don't know. Just to me, it gets kind of crazy. Why would anyone be so rude, you know, and disgusting? I personally believe if they have all of that energy and all those resources, it should be being put into the people who are injured. It really perturbs me that all of a sudden we have all of this disability surveillance or fraud that they're saying. Like I said, it puts me in the idea of the same thing they're saying about voter fraud. They're creating something that doesn't exist. And that really bothers me. So there's a lot of people out there who need help and they need support. And that's what they need, these insurance industries or Social Security or long-term disability, whoever it might be who's doing the harassment and intimidation to you, to be able to put that money elsewhere. So that's why I always continue to stress insured civil rights legislation is what we need to be able to get decent care and things done in a proper way. That just gets to me. So just remember, if you're going on vacation during any of these holidays, these people like to follow you more during that time because they hope to catch you doing something. The other thing I'd like to say, don't be intimidated by these people. You do the best you can, and you work very, very hard to get yourself better, because once you get yourself better, you can do whatever you want. You might have to find a creative way of doing some things. You might not be able to do them the way in which you used to, but yet you still can go on and survive and make your life what you want it to be. All right, another thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, this time of year, food banks really need your support. There's a lot of people right here in America hungry, while the rich people do what? Get more money from people who have very little. That's another irritant to me. That's a whole other story. So if you have a little something, you don't have to have a lot. Maybe just even a couple cans of food you can give to the food banks in your local area, it will really matter. And also I want to say that if you're up in California or down in California, depending on where you are, and you can help with all those people who've lost their homes in the fire and give something, that would be also good too. I also wanted to make sure that you think about how to give something back. Because it seems like when you give back, it helps you to move forward. You become a part of the sharing and the giving and the helping. And that's a point that changes your attitude, right? A lot of the part is attitude. You know how you feel when you don't have something and someone helps you out? You have such a thankful attitude about that situation, what makes it so much better, right? You appreciate what they've given you. And you can share that on the other side, because we all have something we need and we all have something to give. That doesn't have to be, you know, tangible. It could be emotional. It could be many things. So whatever you have to give, give. And also be willing to receive, though. Some people are very prideful. Oh, I don't need any help. Don't try to help me. Oh, I don't need help. Well, I have a snooze shocker for you. We all need help in some way. We're not an island. Right? No one's an island. There's always going to be some gap or some hole, because otherwise, what would we have to work to? We have to work towards something, right? We need goals. That's why we're here. We're living for a reason. We've got things to do, so don't give up. So think about what you can give and also receive. And also, choose to be thankful this holiday season. And don't allow anything to get you off track and lead you to sadness, right? Which means you'll be thinking on good things and kindness and peace of mind. You know, if you have even go through your mind, goodness, kindness, peace of mind, goodness, kindness, peace of mind, goodness, kindness, peace of mind, go right ahead. Because sometimes we all need reminders. There's so many things that can come up in your day to make it change. So we need to keep that. And another thing I want to say is to make sure that you set one goal for next year and then make a decision to follow through with it. This is not like, oh, I've got this New Year's thing I'm going to do, right? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about something that really fills you up, fills your heart and your soul, makes you feel like you've accomplished something. It might be something very small. It might be something very large. The key is to actually keep it in your mind every single day and work towards that goal. And also, I want you to remember, loving you is where life begins and moves outwards, right? So you've got to have love within you to have it move outward, okay? If you've got some other cobwebs still in there. Still clean out those cobwebs. Add a little love for yourself in there, and then continue to move out. Because you make better decisions when you have love in your heart than when you have other things. And far too many people today seem to be bitter and angry. And when that fills up your heart, people do really bad things, and not just to themselves but to other people. So that's not where you want to be. You know, fill your heart with something that gives you pleasure, okay? So today also I want to highlight some of the points that I've talked about this week on Esther's blog. And I'm just going to go through and list some of the things I thought were really highlights and things that I think is about 10 things I just want to highlight. But I also want you to remember to go out and follow me right here on Blog Talk Radio, Esther's radio show, or subscribe to EstersCarWreckHelp.com. And after the show, make sure that you go ahead and use hashtag Esther's radio show to talk about what you thought of the show, any ideas, any comments that you want to make. All right, I'm going to go first to these are in the blog that are highlighted. It says, number one, happiness through the holidays means having a good perspective, right? So where's your mindset? When you get up, are you thinking about the right things? Are you doing the right things? Are you saying the right things? It makes a difference. Happiness through the holidays means having a good perspective. When you wake up, if you're not in a habit, you don't have a good perspective, choose to make it so. Find ways to move yourself from where you are to where you need to be. And once you practice that, when those same attitudes come up, you'll be able to move through them faster. Number two, happiness through the holidays means taking time to think on things which are unpleasant. And that's the same thing. If you know where you are, these things are unpleasant, you can decide to shift from those. You don't have to stay there. You have control over your mind. Nobody else has control over your mind. They might try to take control and manipulate it, but you don't have to give it up. That is something that is personally given to you that nobody else can change except you. Now, can they bully you? Absolutely. Do you have to take it? No, you don't. You can have your mind stay exactly where it always has been. And that's where number two comes in, because I believe internal determination and perseverance gets you through troubles unforeseen or right before your eyes. So you can make shifts. You don't have to stay in the same place. You have a choice. Number four, if you have some of those cobwebs still getting in your way, put them in your recovery room, right? Because in the recovery room, it helps you to have a layered approach to healing, right? So in other words, the process of healing occurs when you have a place to tuck those. You go and you start cleaning it out. Maybe you can't get the whole cobweb out. Maybe you'll have to take half of the issue and then address the other half a little later. But go ahead and make sure that you understand that if you've got cobwebs still there, there's some healing that needs to take place, and you're the only one who can actually do that. Okay, number five is the key to remember is that you are free. I need to say that again because I don't think most of us realize that. I think most of us feel like we're in bondage, right? Something's got a hold of us. Our wrists and our ankles are tied, or our brain has got a vice on it or something. No, really, you are free. Now, you can't control all the things that happen to you in your life, but that doesn't stop you from being free. Okay, you are free. If you're breathing, you have choices and you're free. Okay, so there's a saying that, who was it, Rafi says, you can be, how do you phrase that? You can be chained by your brain. Now, that was not how he said it. I'll have to come up with it. But basically, it's saying in your own mind, you're the one who has to let go of those chains. Because you can be in prison in your own mind, I believe was what he said. But you don't have to be. You really are free. Ask yourself, if you're not feeling free, why am I not feeling free? And how do I get free? What can I do to free myself, not somebody else or something else they can do? There's certain circumstances right now in your life you can't change. But the things you can change, and you can still be free on the things you can't. Okay? It doesn't mean they go away. Doesn't mean you can't have to find a solution to them, but it still does mean you are free in your mind, okay? And then also it talks about write a list. This is number six. Write a list of the top 10 questions you wish no one would ask you and decide before any holiday event how to respond. Remember that, because you know there's going to be you've always got those people who come up with things that you don't want to address. Maybe they're miserable and they want you to be miserable too. So just make the decision on how you're going to respond before some of these questions can be asked of you. And number seven is laughter lifts human spirits, right? So use the holidays to be happy. Take that joy, take that peace, peace beyond understanding. Wherever you get that from, go ahead and use that. Laughter is one of the amazing things. If you're around people who enjoy laughter, that's a great way. Join in. Lift up your spirits. Lift up their spirits. That's just a great attitude to truly have. Okay, number eight is, flipping the page. It says, easy to lose sight of the good things in life when dealing with struggles day in and out. Count your blessings when they seem so few, and that's why it's important, right? If you only have a few blessings, count them. Count if you have to count them all day. Maybe you only got one blessing. That's okay, too. You have a blessing, right? What is it? I'm breathing. I'm walking. I'm talking, right? There's going to be at least one blessing in your life. You're still alive. There's going to be some blessings. Sometimes they don't feel like a blessing at that moment, but truly they are. But count them and appreciate them. It really makes a difference. Number nine is spiritual foundations of love, peace, comfort, and compassion bring healings to hurting hearts, right? That's spiritual. We are spiritual beings, is my belief, right? And so if you can have that love, peace, comfort, compassion, bring in that healing into your heart where it's been pain, suffering, ailments, right? It'll make a difference. It's like a salve. Love is like a salve that you put over a wound. You know how you injure your hand or cut yourself or scrape it? You put something on it to make it feel better and it heals it. That's also what takes place in our hearts on the wounds that we get in life. If we're living, we're going to have wounds in life. There's no doubt about that. We're not going to be able to get away from them. So be sure to go ahead and say, all right, I need to look into what my soul or my heart contains and try to say, okay, if it's got so much hurt, can I put a little love in there for a little compassion or a little peace or comfort, something to help heal my heart. It matters. Okay, and I think that might be it. Is there number 10? That's it on those. So I hope that you'll remember those as you're thinking about the holidays. Giving, which is already next week, Christmas, right, New Year's Day, and all of the holidays in between there. You know, that's just truly amazing, just how fast time will go and things to do. So you have to continue to remember that we are beings, human beings. We have humanity in our hearts, in our souls. Right? And we'll continue to have to do the things that make life important to us. But we also have to continue to heal ourselves each and every day. All right, so what I'm going to do here, maybe I'm going to do, I hope to do, yeah, there we go. Get distracted here. Is I wanted to say, if you have a chance this holiday, maybe you could start a new thing by just having a journal for the holidays. Because it's important to decide, okay, in the holidays, what do I really enjoy? What gave me, why was I having such a good time? What did I like? And don't look for these major big things. Look for very simple, basic things. Because sometimes we'll be surprised at things that we enjoy. So, for example, let's just start with Thanksgiving. So for Thanksgiving, what is your favorite food? You know, what gave you joy about it? Was it the smell of it before you ate it, the way in which it looked, the way in which it tasted, right? Write that down. On Thanksgiving, I had this wonderful, I would say, sweet potato pie. The pie was so succulent. It just tasted so well. It was smooth, the right texture, the right flavor. I mean, you can go on and on, whatever that might be for you. Or a favorite conversation. You could say me and, you know, my auntie got together and we were talking about things that we used to do in the past and we've decided we're going to do them in the future again, right? Or maybe it's a favorite person that you were talking to. You know, maybe it was your sister. You and your sister had a great time just being able to be together again during the Thanksgiving holiday. Maybe you've been away from each other for far too long. Maybe you had a conversation that you've been needing to have for years to just happened this type of this holiday season. You have to say, what did you enjoy most about this holiday? Those are the kind of things. Just think, I mean, there's a, like I said, there's an, I can't even talk. There is an endless list of these kind of things. Keep your journal, you know, simple. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be short. It's whatever you make it to be. On the Christmas side of the journal, not the side, but in, for the Christmas, who knows how you break out your journal. It's however you write. It's just something personally for you to remember each and every year and add to it each year. It says for Christmas, what was your favorite thing you shared, right? Was it a song? Was it a game, a story, a poem? I mean, there's so many things for Christmas. And what did you do to kind of prepare yourself to get you into a good mood for that? And what gave you the most joy of giving to someone? What did you give that gave you the most joy? Also, and what did you receive that gave you the most joy? And ask on this one, ask yourself why each one of those gave you joy. It's important to understand why you're reacting or feeling that way. And also for Thanksgiving and also Christmas, make sure to learn something new or do something new, right? Creativity is such a key with the holidays. It makes a difference on enjoying them and looking forward to the next year, all of those things. And it also broadens your horizon of things to do during that time. That's really the key. Also, let's go to New Year's Day. Now, on New Year's Day, what you want to do when you first wake up is you want to feel renewed and refreshed. Okay, I know some of you might have hangovers. That's not going to help that feeling. But you will get back to that point. And when you do, feel renewed and refreshed, okay? Truly start a new beginning. So whatever goes on before New Year's Day, on that New Year's Day, shut it off, okay? You start your new year January 1st. Okay? You're just going to throw off the old, which might be holding you back, and write down one single goal. And each day, take a little time to bring that goal to life. In other words, bring it closer to being achieved, right? Makes a difference. But, yes, choose to be renewed and refreshed that first day. If you're used to having to make black eyed peas on the first day for different reasons, I'll have you look that one up. That's a cultural thing. A lot of families choose to have black eyed peas cooked on the first day. And there's some other things going on there. But if you figure that one out or you know that one, send hashtag Esther's Radio Show and let me know. I would really enjoy that. But start this year with peace and contentment in your heart, regardless of the current circumstances, okay? This decision will help create a positive tone for the year. Let me say that again. When you wake up, you choose to feel renewed and refreshed. You leave all that old garbage in the past, whatever it was, whether it was the year before, the year before, the year before, however you need to go back, just say, I am renewed. And if you need to write them down, write each one of those things down that were holding you back. And then what do we do? Cross them out. Right? We cross them out and we put the things that are making us renewed and refreshed for this new year. Okay. Choose not to hold on to garbage or baggage or whatever it might be that's holding you back. Let it go. What do you say? Hey, I can't let go of this injury. I wish I could, or I'd do something else different right now. Well, that's true. Injuries don't just change on New Year's Day. That you can't do. But you can set in motion things on how you're going to make things better. That is really the key. And you can do that. There is no problem in doing that whatsoever. You can do it. I'm confident. It's just making the choice. And don't be afraid of anything. It's like a lot of people are afraid, well, what if I change or I do that? Change is good. Guess what? Whether you want like it or not, change is going to come your way in spite of whatever you do every day. It's going to happen. Not every day is exactly the same. It might look like it initially. But I bet if you would do it where you would actually count up every hour, you would see that it's not exactly the same day as before. It just might feel that way to you. But choose to live this year both giving and receiving from others. And why is that? Because it brings balance to life choices. So if you're sitting trying to give, or receive, it's just hard on the psyche and the mind and the body and the spirit. It is. Try to see. Try giving and try receiving. Try giving, try receiving. It's a balance of life. It's the balance. It makes a big difference. So when you try to do that, it'll keep you focused and it'll keep you healthy, right? And it keeps you going in the right direction, right? So in this new year, think about who you are. Think about how to do self-love if you don't know how. Do hashtag Esther's radio show, and I'll make sure that, or just go out to Esther's blog, and you'll find lots of different ways of doing that. Because truly we are special, and the holidays bring out those things in us that sometimes we forget because of being too busy during the rest of the year. And if you're lucky, you'll figure out ways to carry it on in every day. Can't you imagine feeling very good like New Year's Day every single day? Actually, it would support you and also those around you. So be sure to subscribe to Esther's radio show. We're talking about you on Facebook, Twitter, Esther's TV on Instagram, and also Tumblr. Let me know what you thought about today's show and tell me about yours and how they relate to today's topic. I appreciate you listening. Make sure that if you're going on a vacation on any of these holidays, you do have a good time, and also make sure you have a lot of extra time to meet what you're trying to do, because rushing around at the last minute isn't a good thing. Pack early, arrive early, and just enjoy yourself. You have a great weekend. I hope you've learned a bit from Christmas, Thanksgiving, and also New Year's Day this week. We'll be back on Monday, and we'll see you then at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Take care and enjoy yourself.